landmark case handed down in federal court yesterday. Thousands of Australian women with faulty vaginal mesh implants won a class action lawsuit against medical giant Johnson & Johnson. Jessica Novak reports.
Thousands of Australian women are due to receive a payout from multinational firm Johnson & Johnson after using faulty transvaginal mesh implants to treat pelvic floor damage. Federal Court Justice Anne Katzmann ruled in favour of the 13,050 class action litigants, saying Johnson & Johnson was negligent for taking their product to market without clinical or control trials. Users of the implant have endured chronic and debilitating pain, with some needing over 5 operations to remove eroded, partial or infectious implants. Danny Vidaz, the CEO of Health Issues Centre Australia, started a national public investigation in 2017 after being contacted by women who had used the implants. He says while the dangers were known, many women weren't informed by the company.
We first became aware of transvaginal mesh as a problem when we were contacted by a small group of women who had suffered severe injury from mesh about 3 years ago. Nobody could tell us how many of the products had been surgically implanted in women in Australia, but the best estimates we received were about 150,000. And when we contacted the Therapeutic Goods Administration, who have responsibility for managing adverse events records, they had only recorded 95 adverse events over a period of 5 years from 2012. So we decided to conduct our own social research. In the space of 6 weeks, we received almost 2,400 case studies of women who had faced severe consequences. The appalling aspect, I guess, is not just of mesh, but the medical device industry. Products designed in such a way as they're not intended to come back out of the body. And in fact, you know, the whole way in which mesh works is supposed to anchor itself into human tissue and then encourage the tissue to grow through so that it becomes embedded. So the very design of the product ensures that it's potentially, at least extremely difficult, if not nearly impossible, to get it out entirely and intact. That's compounded by the fact that most of the women who received mesh implants had no idea that was the magnitude of the risk involved, that if something went wrong, they had little recourse to remove it. This isn't just, a case of unethical behaviour on the part of a medical device manufacturer. It actually indicates a whole chain of failure in our safety and quality system.
Lawyer Rebecca Jankoskis represented the litigants in court yesterday. She says the case snowballed since her team first took it on in 2012, with more and more women coming forward.
Over the years, we've been contacted by an increasing number of women that have joined the action and whose awful, heartbreaking stories have just further reinforced the fact that we made the right decision in taking this case on.
Mr. Vidaz hopes the payout is substantial enough for women who will be fighting chronic pain long term.
Today's court decision is a vindication, because for a lot of the time in the last few years we've been dealing with institutional denial that there even was a problem. So the court has finally validated the fact that these women were unreasonably treated. I think the word the judge used was negligent behaviour. We see it as far worse than negligence. We believe there was willful disregard for the health and well-being of people. So it's certainly an important victory, but that doesn't constitute justice. I guess we're still waiting to see what the payout that the court awards is going to be to each of those women. Some of them are going to be requiring lifelong health care.
Ms. Jankoskis says the verdict recognises the years of suffering faced by her clients.
After Justice Katzmann had delivered her verdict, there was really an outpouring of relief and emotion, and it was heartwarming to see how much this result means. It really is a recognition of their years of suffering. And you know, so many of them have suffered in silence for so long, thinking that they were alone, not having their doctors believe what they were saying about their problems with their implants. And so yesterday really was a well-earned and hard-fought recognition of their suffering.
That story was by Jessica Novak.